Did it just get fatter in here? Oh wait, here's Cliff and Kendall.
Don't got nothing for that one, Kendall.
Well, Cliff, I hope you're sitting down.
I am sitting down.
This is the 500th episode of our show.
Oh, sorry, I spit all over your face. I can't believe
it. I'm used to that. I'm used to not believing things, especially that we've been doing this show for 500 episodes.
Kendall, 500
years. 500 years. That's what the listeners feel like it's been.
That's the relativity in there. Uh-huh. 500 shows, 10 years.
What the hell did we talk about for 500 for 250 hours?
Nothing.
No.
You think Seinfeld's about nothing. You ain't heard nothing. So you heard us.
And then you've heard nothing.
I believe that was a line in one of the reviews. We got a whole lot of nothing.
Well, we've been doing it for 500 episodes.
500 years.
500 years. Listeners,
counting.
If you've been with us from the beginning.
As most of you have.
Thanks for listening, Cliff. And for those of you that haven't been with us from the beginning.
Just do a recap.
Welcome.
Kendall, just recap the last 10 years real quick.
It's a great time to start listening to the show. Cliff and Kendall were two big old boys. They grew up, left town, went to the coast.
Should we reboot?
And here we are.
Do we need a reboot this many years in?
Yes, we need a reboot.
Well, let's reboot the show with 26-year-olds instead of 35-year-olds.
Oh, God. We were so young when we started the show. Anyway, let's not cry over spilt milk. We're old, we're fat.
We're used to it.
We're talking about life hacks today to help us be positive and get through that that hurdle that is our life.
Life is a hurdle sometimes.
Life is a hurdle.
I think that was Mark Twain that said that. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Huck Finn talking to Tom Sawyer. This is
all night long.
Keep doing those medleys, Kendall.
I will.
Love them.
I know you do.
Can you believe that the 500th show coincides with me gaining my 500th pound?
I knew you wanted to do something special.
It was big. Big moment. No, okay, no. I was going to say... What was I going to say? We're in Lithuania. I was going to say we're in Latvia.
We're in... what is it? Raji?
Riga.
We're in Riga. Latvia, Cliff. That's where we are.
And I love it a Latvia.
No, you don't.
Do you?
It's not very regal.
Now, it is Mrs. Potter Butter Churn. She's got to give her rye speech. She's been calling it her Riga Rye. You know, she's got a Riga Rye remix going on. And so she's going to do that tomorrow night down at the City Hall for all the townsfolk.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be big.
It will be wonderful.
It will. When I think to myself how wonderful it will be. And this, where are we? Tell the listeners.
Well, today we are not.
No, we're not.
In downtown Riga.
No.
We are out in the middle of nowhere, wherever this is. We're on right on the outskirts of the Baltic Sea.
Yeah.
We're at this little place. There is a lighthouse, a tiny little restaurant, and a perfume outlet store that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn had to come to. It's the only place she can get some perfume that she uses, so we had to come here, and there's nothing to do.
So
we thought, what a better time to do a show and talk about life hacks.
Speaking of nothing... We're like, hey, we could do our show.
It's a great time to do the show.
Kendall, for God's sake, give people a life hack. Make them glad they downloaded this for one second.
Well, I want to start with a good one. I don't want to start with a terrible one, you know, right up front.
Save those.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Cliff.
All right.
Here's something that is a really good thing to do. Take a picture of your friends and you loan them something.
Oh.
And then that way, when you're like going back through and looking, like, oh, I let that person borrow that. I didn't get it back.
If somebody said, hey, let me take a picture of you with that, I'm like, you know what? Never f***ing mind.
It's just something for you to remember it.
I'm just trying to remember the moment when I lent you this DVD.
All right. go ahead. Let's see if I can cut down your life hacks.
Here's a life hack. Just don't do that, okay? Just avoid that.
All right, here's another one then, Cliff. I know you'll like this
one. Oh, Bowers. Oh, my. Are you sure? Oh, dear. Bowers, are you sure you don't want any perfume from this outlet store? It's very affordable prices.
I don't think we need any. Whatever kind you need is the only kind we need out here, Mr.
Wow, Bowers. That is like a 4-gallon jug of that. I've never seen that much perfume.
Dear, this is not even the real stuff, dear. This is just the sale items they had. They haven't even opened the main part of the store. I think we should line up, actually.
Oh, dear. Oh, I don't want to spend all day in line. I want to get some good photographs of this beautiful lighthouse here on the Baltic Sea.
Well, I don't think you're going to have any problem. It doesn't seem like there's anybody else over there lined up, so I think you're all good.
Oh, Candlebar, a tourist could happen along at any moment.
A bus could pull up at any time.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that one. Oh, no.
We should get in line right away, dear.
All right. Hurry up, dear.
Good luck getting pictures. Of that.
Good luck. All right, Cliff.
Hold on. I just want to tell you. All right, tell me this.
All right, because you're gonna love this
okay.
one. Put some ice cream in your almost finished jar of Nutella. I think I've said that before, but it's just such a good one.
Such a good one. Kendall, before we go any further, I want to take us all back. You know what we did in honor of 500 years on the air.
It goes back.
That's it. We want to go back. In honor of 500 years on the air. We got Crockpot to go back through the files, go back through the old shows. We said, Crockpot, just take 1 minute from each year. That's all the time we can spare on the air. And so send us what we've got, okay?
So we're going to be counting these back all
Let's
the way
count
to the
back.
First episode. So this is last year?
This is we've got our first clip here. It's from 2016.
Oh, 2016.
Here we go.
All right, let's see.
Memories.
I'm gonna stop going there.
They've got me just so rattled.
I can't focus.
Our worst deeds, venomous rye vipers.
It's the worst. Everything is it's horrible.
It's probably an apology for all those other ones. Okay.
What's next? Earthquakes?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Kendall, there's a killer hiding in the walls of your building. Watching your every move, just waiting for the perfect time to spring out and massacre the lot of you.
He's been watching us?
He's watching.
He saw me eat all those cookies.
He's in the walls, Kendall. He could be in any wall.
Is this safe for us to be here?
Don't talk. We have to talk over here. He's watching. Well, I barely remember that. Do you remember that?
I don't remember anything about that at all.
I don't either. And it's not a joke? Is it too early for that?
Is it too early for jokes? Never too early for a good joke, for a bad joke.
Bad jokes?
It's always too early for a bad joke.
For a weary world. Okay.
All right, Cliff, I've got one for you.
Oh, okay.
I'm quite excited about these jokes.
Okay.
Cliff, a man walks into a doctor's office with a piece
he
had a piece of lettuce hanging out of his butt. And the doctor takes one look and he says, "Geez, it looks like we have one hell of a problem here." And the guy said, "Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg."
Hilarious.
I know.
All right.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I am saying that it's hilarious.
All right.
I deem it hilarious.
Good.
Kendall.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
A man was visiting his wife in the hospital where she had been in a coma for several years.
Just a sad story.
Listen, you know I like taking you on an emotional
roller coaster.
Roller coaster journey, all same thing. Kendall, on this visit to the hospital, he decides to rub her left boob instead of just talking to her.
Yeah, it took a turn.
Yeah. As he does this, she lets out a sigh. Ooh. The man runs out and tells the doctor, who says this is a good sign and suggests he try rubbing her right boob to see if there's any other reaction. So the man goes in, rubs her right breast, and then, oh my, she starts moaning.
They're in front of everybody.
Well, nobody's in there but them. From this, Kendall, the doctor suggests that the man should go in and just try some oral sex, saying he'll wait outside as it's a personal act, and he don't want the man to be embarrassed. Kendall, the man, goes in, then comes out about 5 minutes later, white as a sheet. And he tells the doctor that his wife is dead.
Oh, no.
Kendall, the doctor, asks what happened, to which the man replies, "She choked." Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I just don't know what to say.
I don't...
Except this.
Except this. Clip Wait, up. Kendall. This is not a joke. We've got to go... We've got to take a time warp back to 2015.
A time warp?
We're doing another segment.
I was like, what? You got a joke from 2015?
It's clip time, so just pause that joke.
Okay. Holding on to the joke. Let's see what happened in 2015.
There we go.
Is this a deer clip in Kendall?
I don't know. I'm just going to sit back up here while you read us that entire letter.
Okay.
That's a long ass letter. Shake the papers.
You hear this?
This box is heavy over here.
Dear sirs, in the enclosed panel.
Got your glasses on there?
No, I do. It's still not helping. The enclosed parcel.
Okay.
Please find the cremated remains of the late Alan.
Alan? like
frequent guest star Alan?
This box is frequent guest star Alan?
Look, that's frequent guest star Alan's in that box.
You know, finish reading that letter.
I'm sorry. I need a minute.
Oh, my God.
Cliff, I remember that day was such a sad day. I lost my favorite cup that I remember I used to drink coffee out of all the time.
Yeah.
And I have not found it since. I'm sure Charles peed in it or broke it or something.
Did you have it when we later took frequent guest star Alan's ashes and we dumped them in Thumb Lake? Remember we sang, or I sang. Were you there singing too?
Remember.
I sang Danny.
It's very forgetful.
It is a very forgetful situation, but anyway, but poor old frequent, that's, you know, poor frequent guest star Alan. Let's go ahead and dedicate the next 500 episodes to him.
All right. Duly dedicated.
Duly dedicated. All right, Kendall, tell me a damn joke.
Okay, but later after you have
that,
to tell me.
After that sad, sad clip.
And a man opens his door, and he finds a snail on his front porch.
Oh, shit.
And he picks it up and he throws it across the street.
Yeah.
Year later, he goes to his door and he finds that same snail on his front porch. I don't know how he knows the same snail, but he knows it. And the snail looks up and he says, "What the f*** was that all about?" This will be one of the memorable quotes for the next 20 years.
For the next, tune in to episode 1000, listeners.
It's going to be a big one.
And where you'll hear this clip, no doubt. Kendall, Little Johnny.
Little Johnny making a callback, 500.
Will anybody ever teach him the proper ways?
Not yet.
Little Johnny, he was sitting in class one day. All of a sudden, he needed to go to the bathroom. And he yelled out, "Hey, Miss Jones, I need to take a piss."
Oh, God.
And the teacher replied, "Now, Little Johnny, that is not the proper word to use in this situation. The correct word you want to use is urinate. Please go use the word urinate in a sentence correctly and I'll allow you to go to the old bathroom." Man, she had a way of talking. Little Johnny, he thinks for a bit and then he says, "All right, urinate, but if you had bigger bazooms, you'd be a 10.
Oh, old
little
goody.
Little Johnny.
Oh, that's one of my favorite Little Johnny ones.
Is it really? Oh, I was just about to go a long thing about sexism in the joke industry. And
it's live and well in the joke industry.
It's live and well when you're talking about jokes and sexism.
It is. So, let's see. I've got a long one. I'm not going to bore you with that one.
Okay.
But here's just a real quickie.
Okay.
But why does Snoop Dogg use an umbrella?
An umbrella?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
For drizzle.
You make me want to go back to 2014.
Oh, I wish we could.
But
right now we got to take a break.
Let's go to 2014 first.
Okay. Operator, could you know I wanted to say goodbye?
Oh, no.
Oh, so of course, is anything wrong?
Oh, no, dear. It just seems there's been an incident down at the Busseltown Main City Hall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, what's happened?
Oh, well, dear, there's been a toxic spill in the hallway.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, well, what's the toxic...
Is it Mr. Stridebottom's bowels?
Why is there toxic sludge in the City Hall?
Well, dear, it turns out there was a big court case about toxic waste, dear, and so they brought it in as evidence, dear, but somebody spilled it in the hallway.
Oh,
so, of course,
God.
I'm the person on call, dear, so I just wanted to say a toot-a-loo to you. Doing a great show.
Oh, my God. Oh, well,
thank you.
I'm so glad that you are around. Who knew it's going to be like Ghostbusters 2, Kendall?
Well, dear, I just need to let the people in to take care of it.
All right, well,
thank you so much.
Be safe and give our best to the toxic sludge victims.
Oh, of course, dear. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. All right.
Oh, okay. Well, Oh, what a day that was.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't either. You'd think we would remember a toxic spill in
Puzzletown. But, you know, we only got the facts. We didn't go.
I know.
But I do seem to remember when Mrs. Potter Butter Butcher came back, you know, part of her, those purple pumps she was wearing had been melted.
Oh, and they were glowing or something.
They were glowing.
Yeah, I do remember that. Glowing.
I was speaking of, here they come.
Oh, hello. We've just bought a 19-gallon drum of perfume.
This is going to last all year long.
Oh, floral ecstasy, Bowers. Oh, and when I say ecstasy, I mean ecstasy.
Oh, okay. That is a lovely smell, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter.
It's an alluring scent, dear.
It is. It's alluring, but maybe we shouldn't spray so much of it in this tiny little booth. It's very strong.
Just a few more squirts. Mad sweet sugar lump.
Okay. Oh, it's lovely. It's so lovely.
One more for me.
Dears, I know how much you love this scent. I got you your own buckets of perfume.
Oh, you know, I like to use it as like instead of Febreze at home.
Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I can't wait. I'm going to have to ship it back to Terry the Temp, though, because I think it's too flammable to take on the plane.
Oh, yes, dear. Do not put a match near this at all.
Oh, no. Oh, don't light any matches, Bowers.
From personal experience.
That sounds horrible.
We've all lit too much perfume on fire, dear.
Now, dear, I know that you must take a break at any moment now.
Any moment. But we got to take a break.
I heard that we're doing a countdown of all the favorite or the clips of the over the years.
Some clips from the years
clips.
Is what it is.
It's not favorites. It's
no,
just clips.
No, we never said these are favorite
clips. Oh, okay. Well, I would love to hear what year are we at?
We're at 13.
Oh, lucky 13.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, yeah, we're just about to play it. Let's hear it. Here, I'm going to let you open it.
I hope that helped mom out there who's frightened. I think that was actually Tipper Gore. All right, here we go. Dear Cliff and Kendall Studio inhabitants, we regret to inform you that the studio you're residing in has been deemed structurally unsound.
What?
Well, I was expecting it to say that they were a big fan and longtime listeners, but...
What is this?
It says the building has been condemned and is no longer fit for humans. Oh my God, it says the final evacuation date that we're going to be evacuated by next week. There's this other document in here. It's listing all the things wrong with our building. These are things that Charles has been working on for months.
Charles, you've lost us our studio.
Well, that was a crazy day.
I remember that one. It's all Charles's fault.
Oh, Bowers, you know, I consider Charles blameless in the whole matter, Bowers.
Well, dear, if that hadn't happened, we wouldn't be in Busheltown now. We wouldn't be normally in Busheltown.
And we wouldn't have gone on this extensive worldwide ride.
Oh, quite right, dear. He's always finding the positive.
Oh, and it's going to last who knows how long, Buzz.
We just keep going.
We just keep going. I've outgrown so many clubs.
There's no limit to the amount of information people would like to hear about Rye.
Every person on this planet deserves to know, Buzz.
That's quite right, Daffodil.
All right. Well, we do have to go to a break right now.
Yes, okay? We're a little over.
So, now, what is that at? Is that Funky climbing up that lighthouse?
Funky, what is this?
No.
Get down from there. Go. Someone help us, dear.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
I like to keep fit, but no matter how hard I try, sometimes I have a problem. Constipation. That's when I do something very simple. I take a very special laxative called Doxidan. In this little tasteless capsule are two liquid medicines, one an excellent laxative, the other an effective softening ingredient. Gentle Doxidan, Doctors and pharmacists have been recommending it for years, and they should know. Want to feel fit and back to your old self in no time at all? Doxadan can do it.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Sit back down and you hear a tale about two big old boys like big sperm whales. You sit back down right where you are, at your desk, on the street, or in your car. Something about this show. Something about bald and men who eat more than you could ever know. Something about two morbidly obese guys. Yeah, something about the listeners, you and I.
Welcome back.
For the 500th time.
500th time.
Can you believe, Kendall, we've had 500 commercial breaks?
Oh, I cannot believe how many commercial breaks we've had.
Now we've got a 10-minute clip package of our favorite commercial breaks. Everyone, now, just kidding.
You wish.
Listeners are like, damn it. I wanted those commercial break clips.
Sorry to lift you up and then let you down.
Sorry, that'll be something for them to put in our exhibition at the Smithsonian.
Yes. Exactly.
Once we reach 1,000 episodes, longest running show with the lowest ratings, we've got it.
They didn't know when to quit.
It's going to be Archie Bunker's chair and those clips of our commercial breaks. Okay?
Okay. Capiche.
Clip, we do have a lot more clips to get through. Because we've only listened to three, and we're like 60 minutes into the show. So I think it's about time we should listen to 2012.
All right, listeners, mentally, go back to that time in your mind. Madonna had just wowed the world at the Super Bowl.
I have heard that a wonderful lady that always comes to visit us, Miss Potter Butter Butterchurn, is on one of these floats, and so maybe when she comes by, we can wave her up to the booth.
Oh, I hope so. She can just pull over and get off and talk to us. Why not?
She has time. There's like 10 people on the whole parade route. Everybody's in the parade in Bushelltown.
Speaking of the parade, there are some people out here, of course, lining the streets, watching the festivities, enjoying a beautiful Easter, having an egg, eating a chocolate bunny. Out here with us, and our interns, Becky and Austin, they are out in the crowd.
Yes, you called him Alex last week. You don't even know his name.
I know. I forget his name. It starts with an A. I remember that much. I start at the alphabet, and then I go down. But anyway, I've sent them out into the crowd. You know, they're out there delivering. I wanted to send them. They're each giving out a signed copy of the new Madonna album. It's called MDNA. It's in stores everywhere. We're giving out signed copies. I was up all night.
You signed them?
Signing these copies. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Listening back to the show, it really just shows me how good our show is.
It's such a good show. That's the first takeaway. What a good show.
No.
And then it reminds me of our old assistants, Becky and Alex.
Austin.
He's in Switzerland working his dream job as a file clerk in a uranium mine.
I can't believe we haven't been through Switzerland and visited him.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure it's on the list. I'm
sure we'll make it there. Where there's a city, there's right to be talking
about.
There's
a will, there's a way. And of course, Becky, who's in a sanitarium back in the Midwest or somewhere. We forgot. We got her address somewhere.
Somewhere.
But anyway, we love her. We send her our best. And we send her, don't we just send everybody our best?
Everybody. Every one of you listeners. You and you. We send you your best. And we send you one of those.
We send you
as a bonus.
Our love.
Cliff, but I've got a question for you.
I've got a question. What is it?
I want to know.
What would you do? What would you do?
All right, Kendall, I've got a what would you do for you?
All right, do it.
Kendall, let's say.
Let's just say
this. A group of tourists asks you to take their photo.
Okay.
You do, and Kendall, you do a great job. You tell them jokes that make them smile genuinely, and you take the picture from an above angle to flatter them.
This all sounds real, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. After that, they say, oh, this is good, thank you, and you walk away, but then You see, these same tourists, they ask somebody else to take another shot in the exact same place, and this somebody else is younger and thinner. What would you do?
I'd yell, "Fuck!"
Oh.
No, I wouldn't do that.
What would you do?
Well, I would be really hurt.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
But it's their prerogative. They want to get somebody else to shoot it. I wouldn't be real angry. I'd be real nice about it, and I'd go cry.
Listeners are saying, I can see why this has lasted 500 shows. 500 years on the air.
What would you do?
I really did do exactly what you said when that happened.
Uh-huh.
To me. So, but yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, people, you are sitting
podcasting when they talk about riveting podcast.
Hey, this shit is good, okay?
This is on, can you believe, Bushel Town, Ride 99, KBSH, 4 a.m. Sunday morning. They're playing this.
Well, they gotta play something.
They gotta play something.
That's their motto.
We're, you know, radio filler program.
Cliff and Kendall, because we gotta play something.
Because you gotta play something.
You're sitting on a bench in the park, Cliff, and you drift off to sleep.
Mm.
No one's around you, and all of a sudden you wake up, and someone has nailed your feet, right through your feet, nailed them into the wood deck that you're sitting on.
Oh, no.
No one is still around.
Oh, no.
You haven't eaten all day.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Well, easy. You just chew off your own ankles.
All right.
There you go. No, you just yell for help. What did you do when this happened to you?
Help doesn't come.
It would come.
Okay.
I believe... And help.
I believe.
Help is on the way. Remember that Kathy Lee song? Kendall, you're on, let's say this, all right?
Let's just say it. All right.
You're on a romantic vacation with Susan.
Okay.
And you're skiing, and suddenly, a group of skinhead terrorists take the resort hostage. The power's cut, and the leader wants you, yes, you, to deliver a message to the news media about his demands, and he's holding Susan hostage. What would you do?
Well, luckily, I am skilled in the art of magic, Cliff.
Oh,
and yes. I would use it against the skinhead terrorists.
He'd magic them away.
I'd magic them all over the place. No, I would like put in some secret codes.
You gotta code it.
Tell the people what they want me to say. I'd make Susan disappear and they'd never know what happened. I'd save the day with my magic.
Wonderful.
How's that for an answer?
Hey, that sure is an answer.
It is. Alright.
Alright.
Cliff, you are coming into the studio.
Oh, Bo, do you have any spare? Oh, that's disgusting.
He's trying to tell us something.
You're turning my stomach.
Sorry. I said I'm sorry.
Not proper etiquette at all.
Oh, no. Well, anyway, Boaz, I came in to see, do you have any spare bulbs for a lighthouse? It seems Charles the contractor was kicking his hacky sack too near the lighthouse, and it busted out the light, and I'm afraid a ship is going to crash into the shore. Oh, it could hurt the children.
Well, what kind of light bulb does it take?
Oh, it's 14 inches across.
Oh, no, we don't have that kind.
No, we don't have any of that.
Oh, dear. Let's go see if they have any in the perfume store. Oh,
dear, I've got it. What if we take a bucket of perfume from the perfume store and light it on fire?
Oh, good idea, dear.
Oh, dear, don't close that door. We're going to need more perfume. All right.
I don't know if that's such a hot idea.
No, it's going to be hot, all right.
It's going to be hot. Kendall, while we're off the subject.
You want to go back to 2011?
Let's dip.
Come with us, won't you?
Won't you? Time for our 11 o'clock number. Our 2011 o'clock number.
We're so heavy, even if the Earth slowed down to like 2 revolutions a minute, we would be still stuck on Earth doing this podcast for ourselves.
Slightly hover.
We would slightly hover. Off the We'd be like Buzz Aldrin on the moon in the 60s.
Uh-huh. Can you believe he left that doo-doo on the moon in California?
Buzz Aldrin left the doo-doo. Doo-doo! I don't leave my dog's doo-doo on the street. I pick it up. Why didn't he pick it up and bring it back to Earth?
If you just taken the dogs to the moon, you could apparently leave your shit wherever you wanted to.
I am going
to
start a new initiative. Forget save the environment. Save the moon from all the pollution.
Unshit the moon.
Unshit
I think they
the
ought
moon.
To send Buzz Aldrin back. Have him carry a plastic baggie with
I
him.
I wish they would send him back.
Pick it up.
I wish they would. And that is no joke, Cliff.
That's no joke. There was something else I was going to tell you, but I don't know what it was.
Okay. Oh, that clip really shows how refined we are here.
Oh, and how we've evolved over the years.
Do you hear how young we sound?
We do sound young.
Mm. Now I just sound sad and forgetful.
And overweight.
Overweight. You can hear the fat globules in my throat.
Oh, yeah.
No, we were pretty thin then, weren't we?
Let's not talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
Let's not go there. What did you have any more? What would I do?
Oh, I did. You got me so off subject thinking about how skinny I was.
We're just here in Latvia.
Cliff.
They're trying to find some way to light up the lighthouse after Charles the Contractor has crashed out the damn bulbs. So we got nowhere to be. We're just here in the booth.
Just here in the booth.
Let it roll, Kendall.
All right, Cliff. You're coming into the studio.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Back in Bushtown. You see Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snotbottom, and they are both hanging off the side of the building.
Uh-oh.
You rush upstairs to help them. They're so far apart, you only have time to save one of them.
Uh-oh.
What do you do?
Oh, no. See, I could work the system.
I knew you were going to work the system.
Because I would just go get something like I know what I would do. I would go get that mattress that Charles the Contractor sleeps on under your desk in the office. And I'd drag it out, put it underneath Mr. Snowbottom and Mrs. Putter Butter Butter Churn. They would fall. They would land. Bingo.
Okay, I have a follow-up.
Yeah, there's no follow-up.
No, there's follow-up.
There's no follow-up, so what would I do?
You put this mattress under Mrs. Potter Butter's Mr. Snotbottom. It's full of bed bugs.
they'll bounce right off.
Okay.
You gotta trust in the bounce.
Trust in the bounce.
Kendall.
Cliff.
For unknown reasons, you are desperately needed by the Emperor of Rome to build a new Roman outhouse.
Well, of course.
The only tools you are allowed to use are Freddy Krueger's glove, which the only way out of a Freddy Krueger nightmare, through a JJ. JJ. And so you take the glove, you get Thor's hammer, and you got Lizzie Borden's axe. And Kendall, if you don't build a damn outhouse, you will be thrown to the tigers in the Coliseum and just everybody's going to watch. What would you do?
Well, then I build a damn outhouse.
How would you do it with those tools?
Well, I may not be able to pick up Thor's hammer because I'm not Thor.
Okay.
But I could cut with the axe and Freddy Krueger's hand.
Okay.
And then I could just like bang things against the hammer to nail it. And that's how I build the outhouse.
There you go.
Cut and dry. It's pretty easy.
Builds itself, really.
It builds itself. It does. Okay. And I am the most renowned outhouse builder this side of Romania. So.
When I think of an outhouse...
When I think to myself...
I do think of Kendall.
Anyway, right. It's time for 2010, I think.
2010?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, we're rolling right along.
All right, rolling right along.
I watch Crime Time a lot, and they told me that California is the gangland capital of the world. You know what? You get to where you can't even trust your own shadow, because you know why? When you turn around, you'll run into it, and they'll probably stab you before you'll know it's your shadow. Well, it's only the shadow, so I don't know whether it hurts you or not. And you know what? All them volcanoes that's been going on, that ash, the planes can't fly, can't see where they're going. And I'm not lying, you can check on everything I'm saying. It's all documented. Check your computers, and you can find out. But let me tell you one thing. Put tape over the camera because people can see what you're doing. They can see you in there. You know, love never dies. Remember that, Kendall, on this Mother's Day. And I'll tell you one more thing. Forever and always, my baby, you'll be.
Aww.
Now, as I close, remember how it is out there. You can see it. Now it's
dangerous.
And I'm very, very serious.
I know you are.
So, Cliff, you pay attention too. Let's
go
tell you how it is out there.
Oh, when I think to myself, what a wonderful clip.
That was a wonderful clip.
That was a wonderful lady. A wonderful lady.
She's right. It's dangerous.
It is.
So be careful out there.
Hey,
shoot! Oh, see? Danger lurks at every corner.
So that was right in your face. I'm so sorry.
I know. Well... Again, I've gotten used to it over the years.
Oh, sorry. Let me play 2009 and while I dry you off.
Okay.
Here, have some Kleenex.
Now I know. 2 more years, I'm giving her wood.
Time coming.
Who was the first woman to fly a plane across, or as I wrote down, to fly a plane across the Atlantic Ocean in 1928?
Was that old Amelia Earhart?
No, stupid.
No, who was it? Let me guess. I want to guess. Was it Mabel Hawthorne?
Nope. It was Charles Lindbergh. Now, Amelia Earhart was a passenger in that
flight. Did you not just ask me? Okay, I might be deaf. Did you not just ask me who the first woman was?
Yes.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yeah.
Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah.
Mrs. Charles Lindbergh.
That is a different Charles Lindbergh.
One of those old-time women named Charles.
That's what it was said in this history book I just looked up.
Okay.
Oh, see, Charles Lindbergh was so ahead of her time.
When they write the history books on Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast, page one, right there, don't you think?
See,
that, is that the most immortal moment of the show?
It's my finest hour. It is the most immortal moment of the show. And you know, Charles gave me the book he learned from history from, and it was all about like, you know, Busheltown history and some other. They didn't go to great lengths to fill in all the other info.
You do whatever you got to do to make yourself feel better about that one. Kendall, do we have another segment of this show?
We always have another segment, Cliff. It's time for some fat word.
Fat word. Fat word.
I have a fat word for you, Cliff.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you some hints, and we'll see if you can get it. Here we go.
All right.
Granulated.
Sugar.
Yes!
Wonderful. Can listeners remark to themselves for the 500th time, wow, Cliff is so good at all of these games.
So good.
Whoa.
Let's stop and really drive that one home.
Really drive it home all how right. good he is.
Oh, boy. Oh, my.
Oh, did you get the light working?
Oh, no. Oh, we lit it on fire, and I'm afraid we...
Dear, calm down, dear. You're too upset.
Oh, dear. Sugar love.
We lit the perfume on fire, dear, and it has that new chemical in it, fire retardant, so it wouldn't light at all, but it smells absolutely wonderful up there.
Oh, my.
Well, what about the ship that was out there? Oh, it crashed, dear. It was a horrible sight.
Oh, it was a terrible sight. Oh.
But we did all we could. That's all you could.
Oh, we did. Well, Charles, the contractor, he was lighting matches down on the shore.
Well, there's your problem.
Oh.
Yeah, I won't tell you what he was doing with them.
Oh, my.
Oh.
All right, well, we're going to be out in just a minute, okay? We only got 2 more years to look back on.
And 1 more segment.
And 1 more segment.
We're about in 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, Bower, don't take too long, Bowers. You know, I'm afraid of a family of foxes that was living outside of the...
What? The foxes are the worst!
Latvian foxes. Oh, they were living just outside the old lighthouse.
It's terrible. Terrible.
Oh, they're hissing. We've got to get out.
Have you guys been drinking the perfume?
I think, maybe those fumes have gotten
to
them.
Oh, you're right.
You know, burning perfume fumes.
Yes, dear, purple is a wonderful color.
Okay.
All right, another fat word.
Fat word.
Go ahead, Cliff.
Fat word. Here we go. Jam.
Jelly.
Jelly.
It must be jelly, because jam don't shake that way.
I don't think you're ready.
I'm not.
For this jelly.
Bag.
Bag, you old bag. Sack.
Garbage.
Hefty.
Yeah, hefty.
Shape.
Bulge.
Circumference.
Diameter. Girth.
Rock. Clock.
Rock clock.
When the clock strikes five, when the seventh ever gonna rock,
rock, around, round, round.
Around, round.
Round.
Oh.
Sorry.
Circumference, I was like, girth.
I know. It's okay.
All right. This is gonna be a hard one.
Okay.
Under.
Obesity.
Wet.
Fat, wet, under. Butt sweat.
Close.
Anus leakage.
No. Further away. Boob.
Boob sweat.
Belly?
Belly sweat.
Soaked.
Crotch leaking.
Flip.
Flop. Oh, flop sweat.
Yes.
Like when you're on stage and you're flopping.
Yeah.
That's flop sweat.
Flop sweat is, it gathers under the flops of your skin.
No, flop sweat is when you're flopping on stage. When you're
a
flop.
Are you serious?
I've never been more serious in my life.
Well, well, well. You learn something new every
day. We can ask even your wife. What does it say?
Term flop sweat has its origins in the theater and refers to sudden heavy perspiration experienced when confronted with anxiety or fear of embarrassment. Well, I always thought, see, it's just because I had these big floppy fat boobs.
That's flab sweat.
Oh, I always thought it was flop sweat. I was like, oh, I got my flop sweat. Well, okay.
You learn something new every day. Listeners are saying Cliff is winning even when they don't even play a game.
Well, we're still playing and you're still winning.
We're still playing. Kendall, here we go.
Here we go.
Quincy's
yeast roll.
Tray.
Buffet. Oh, buffet. At the buffet.
I want to go to a buffet.
Yes.
So bad. Is there one in Latvia? We're nowhere near anything.
Hopefully.
All that restaurant had was trout kebabs.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't. That's all they were serving.
There was nothing.
I want to go to, what was it, Pizza Hut? And eat the kale. Not any of the kale.
Eat the kale from the garnish or something. All right, do you have another one?
I don't. That was it.
You don't? That's it. All right, let's go back to 2009.
2009, so long ago.
I remember it like a fine.
We're in our 20s.
Wine. Or did we already do 2009? We did, so let's go back to 2008.
What? Did we do Dom? Okay. It has been so hot here.
It
just does not feel like Thanksgiving at all with this heat. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh,
God. I think they heard that one out in Utah across the desert plain. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway.
Listen, if people came out to see us and I didn't belch right in their face, don't you think that they would be a little disappointed?
I think they would feel like they wasted a ticket. So anyway.
Yeah.
Cliff, what do you think Thanksgiving is all about?
Well, Thanksgiving to me... Oh, so thankful for... 500 years on the air.
Well, I can say the show is consistent.
You know what?
Still belching in my face after all these years.
Never thought about the consistency of it before.
It has the consistency of grittiness.
It's a gritty show.
It's a gritty show.
People, when they're listening, they're like, oh, what's a gritty podcast? What's a gritty radio filler program I could listen to on Route 99 at 4 a.m. Sunday morning? And it's us. I think maybe we're the grittiest show.
The grittiest. It's like us and then life on the street.
We are one step away from Skid Row here.
Oh, we live that way.
All right, Kendall.
Cliff.
Should we go back to the last clip?
Yeah, Cliff, let's listen to the very first year we did the show.
All right, this, I believe, that's marked here, Crockpot wrote on it. I think this is episode 1.
Oh my god, let's hear how it all began.
Hi everybody, this is Kendall, and this is Cliff and Kendall's Christmas Spectacular. Cliff and Kendall, welcome.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior. You can stop me anytime.
Yeah, if you're still listening to our podcast now, we're going to talk about Christmas spirit today, or at least that's where we're going to start, and go on from there. And also, we'll have, later on in the show, we'll have our mailbag from some of the viewers that listened to the show last week and wanted to comment on it. So thank you for everyone that's tuned in this week. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. And it was really
fun doing it. Thanks for tuning in.
And I will say that we are up in all of our markets now. If you go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, You can find our podcast there in the little podcast player. You just hit Get Podcast, and it'll automatically subscribe you through iTunes. So you can, you know, set it up to receive it every week whenever we add a podcast. And also, you can go to myspace.com/CliffandKendall.
Black spash, I think is what you said.
Whatever. You know what I mean. And in the future, you'll be able to actually search for us on iTunes. So, without further ado, let's talk about Christmas. Now, Cliff, what do you think about when you think about Christmas spirit?
When I think about Christmas... when I think...
And then we continued from there.
And then it went on like that for 10 more years.
Oh, what a wonderful walk down memory lane that was.
When I think, what a wonderful walk.
See, back then, you said, stop me whenever you want to. Now I try to stop you, like, there's more to say.
No, the stop is implied. Stop me whenever you want.
Listeners, stop us whenever you want.
Just, no.
But I want to tell the listeners, I said it back then, I'll say it again.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in.
All right.
For all these episodes.
We haven't said thank you or had any mail in the mailbag since that episode.
So thank you, and send us some mail.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be for me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
All right.
Here's to 500 more.
Here's to 500 more.
Boys, we gotta pack up the booth. It appears we're on someone's private property.
Oh, dear, they're very angry.
Oh, they're shooting a gun, boys.
Oh,
we gotta get it. Oh, pack it up.
Well, why start differently now? That's the 500. Let's get out of here.
Why start differently now? Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Won't stop the show. Oh, hell no. Won't stop the show. No, no. Won't stop the show. Stop us, keep podcasting till the world ends. The only way would be to kill us. Keep podcasting till the world ends.